Thank you. Hello, hello. Welcome to Nectar Island. Christian here. It's been a long time since I've been on the show. I'm pretty sure last time I was on the show, Boris Johnson was still Prime Minister. And then someone was Prime Minister, not sure who, and now we've got a new Prime Minister again. So, and as always, our co-founder, guru extraordinaire, Lionel Shawat is sailing or walking or horseback riding across Portugal. So, yeah, big shout out to him. Our other co-presenter, Rafa, is on his way, been delayed by tube strikes. Tube strike, I don't know what kind of tube problems. So yeah, as we wait for him, let's play. Oh, first of all, yeah, the songs I just played were Technicolor by The Comet Is Coming, so the new album, which is really good. And then the second piece is by Mary Lattimore, The Warm Shoulder, who saw live on Monday at 229 Great Portland Street. Really amazing show. So just her harp and loop pedal, and yeah, just very hypnotic. And so this one was called The Warm Shoulder. That was what she opened her set with, and it's from her latest release, which is called Collected Pieces. So now I'll just play a song from Danger Mouse and Black Thought's new album, which is called Cheat Codes, and the song is called Because.
Drop down in their knees and make newer. Popsicle sticks race down the curb into the sewer. The next American hangman, sketched in crayon. Gangland, all the facade that you can spray on. Killing birds with one stone is what we stay on. Wingspan never too wide for you to play on. The ways never cease to amaze or inspire. Illiterate, the signature's been forged and fired. Broken spirit, some assembly required. It confirmed the door of no return at Elmira. Screaming into the ocean for emotional support. We never won awards, we was wards of the court. Putting s'mores to umbilical cords to cut them short. Translation, vacation is in the last resort. From the deli, knock them out the box with spinning tops and skelly. Do it, you'll get to it. What Mr. Womack would tell me, I was locked by Sully Red Nigga, no Machiavelli. This inheritance was negative. Beverage is the devil's piss, state's evidence. Give us anything instead of this drama in the mirror light. Yayoi Kusama had me turning to Muhammad, to Buddha, the Dalai Lama. If I was snatching shoulder bag from somebody, mama, am I cancerous? Can't discuss what the short answer was. Hungry as ones, take the money and run. Sometimes simultaneously taking one of your lungs. What I mean is I seen everything that's under the sun. Niggas below the poverty line live under the gun. We all scheming, savages ain't vegan. What the fuck is love? Don't need a reason to die. Before I had the Nina, I had to snap back with the Tisa. Practicing my Ollie, I could hardly get my feet up. Had to hit the staircase just to roll the reefer. Now I'm smoking big cohibas out in Costa Rica like Puerto Vida. Having flashbacks, niggas getting clapped at in front of cleaners on 34th Street, and to this day it haunts me. It's why I had to move raunchy. I know killers in Marcy, so please don't taunt me.
I spent some summer times in Canarsie. Me and Quan getting stopped to fish by Hunter Starsky. They was looking for hard drugs in Armory. Mama told me not to let that shit bother me. Papa said to move cautiously, so the streets will never bother me. But you don't know that part of me. My skin gets red too easy. She don't wanna change her name like Washington. Wonders where I got it from. My parents' marriage was a toxic one. Oh well, I'm about to cop a gun. Hope I got to use it. It'll help blow up the music. I know something slightly off with me. Drama is therapeutic. Ego hates feeling futile. Sometimes I move without scruples. Like having Mrs. Perfect with me and still chasing approval from other women. I'm a glutton. I can't run from who I become. Dad's around the corner. Haven't seen him in like 3 months. We don't speak much. I don't handle balance well. Got a fragile shell. My money split the king and queen up. Then the castle fell. The tension in the air is still crisp. Sometimes I wish this game was over like I'm Lil Flip. Sometimes I'm wishing that my brain came with a kill switch. I don't vacation, dog. I guilt trip. Yeah.
Thank you. See the light this morning.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Nectar Island. I've just been joined by our co-host, Rafa. How's it going?
Hello, everyone.
What do you have to say for yourself? What?
I was late.
So there must have been like a leaf on the line or a branch or something.
Yeah, probably. You know, it's autumn and the trains are just it's a mess. I had to walk like 25 minutes to get here. But yeah, cool.
That's good. You create a bit of suspense waiting for Rafa.
Yeah.
This shit wouldn't happen on BBC Radio, I think. But yeah. So yeah. Well, first thing. Congratulations on Sunday getting rid of Bolsonaro.
Yeah, we won, but I was saying barely. It's like so close.
Yeah, I know. And I kind of thought, yeah, I was surprised that that still so many people would vote for him. But
yeah, man, people are misinformed. It's kind of like I don't know. I don't want to believe they're bad.
Yeah,
I want to believe they're just stupid. But what can I say? It's just like a lot of fake news, a lot of, you know, a lot. Yeah, and Lula has a lot of baggage as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, but like at least, and it sounded like a lot of people voted for him just more of an anti-Bolsonaro thing.
It was kind of like it's people are voting for who they thought was kind of like the less terrible.
Yeah,
I think that's the thing.
Yeah,
you know, it's not about conviction. I think it's about like getting rid of Bolsonaro first
and safeguarding the democracy. And
yeah, you know, and people like it's just like it's the same narrative of Trump. You know, like they're saying, because then I think when you click on something and then the algorithm gets that your taste is kind of like anti-vaccine or something like that. So you go down the rabbit hole. You go down with like lies and lies and lies. And then people started believing each other. Like that's the internet, right? Like that's why you have flat earthers nowadays. Yeah. It's kind of like people get together in a group and think they are right about certain questions. They're just wrong.
And like, yeah, and fucking Neymar posted these videos for Bolsonaro. Was it just because he didn't want to pay his taxes?
I think that's
one of the conspiracy theories.
Yeah, but I think there's something to do with it actually. Like, but also it represents, like, Bolsonaro didn't came from Mars. You know, he represents some parts of the population that like we thought it was way behind, but they're coming back again, you know, like zombies. So now they're like saying the same thing as in the US, saying that it was a fraud. It was so they want to like stop the count, this kind of stuff.
But like the funny thing is that like because like he didn't. He hasn't conceded, but like he isn't trying to overturn the results. So he's just like being silent in his corner.
I think he's afraid of getting arrested. Actually, yeah. I think he's afraid of like when he leaves power to get. So I think he's trying to bargain something out of that. You know, trying to rally their kind of like supporters to demonstrate he has political power. So. I think he's just trying to save himself at this point, but I don't know, man. Like Brazil is already, you know, not in a good shape, so it's hard. It's kind of like it's another thing to stress the system, and I think democracy is being stressed long enough.
Yeah,
not only Brazil but everywhere. Right?
But it sounds like, I mean, the institutions are still holding on because like if he could have made a coup, he would have done it, right?
He's too. I think he's too dumb for it, and he's weak. So I think we got lucky.
Yeah.
To have a guy that is very. Like he's stupid up front, you know. He's not someone that's kind of like, you know, he's not smart. He's kind of like really dumb.
Because I always worry that he was like a smarter version of Trump, but still.
No. I think he's not.
Is he dumber than Trump?
He's a dumber version of Trump for sure, man.
Oh, wow.
Trump is already like you can say whatever you want. Like he's shit, but I think like Trump at least it's kind of like entrepreneur kind of thing, like outsider of politics. Bolsonaro has been in politics for 40 years,
so it's
kind of like his whole family's politicians. So he's not smart, you know. I think he got sucked into this kind of like far right, alt right, or whatever you call it. So that he tapped into it because he could see that there was political power to be achieved if he kind of like, you know, pretend he was a neo-Nazi or so, whatever. I mean, this it's just yeah, it has been complicated. I'm trying to, no, kind of like avoiding the news.
Well, no, I mean, now you've got some relief, so
yeah, yeah. Hopefully
for the next couple of years, maybe. Oh yeah, I guess the transition of power is only in
January.
January, yeah, so there's still a lot of fucking time.
Yeah, it's still a lot of time for him to kick and scream, you know, and talk things about in his YouTube or whatever.
A World Cup in between.
Yeah, Neymar said that he will celebrate with the number of Bolsonaro when he scores a goal.
No way.
So yeah. I don't know. He could get injured. You know?
I
think it would be best. I don't know. You know, it's hard because then the World Cup's coming, and then you have to support a guy that is just supported an awful guy. And that's why, like, I don't even want to think about it. Man, that game is gone. You know, we did what we're supposed to do. We went there. We voted. So now, what can we do, right?
Well, okay, at least there's one crumb of consolation these days, because, you know, we've got at least that kind of went in the right direction.
So. I think, like, I have seen a movie that there was, like, the London Film Festival 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I have been, like, in a lot of movies and whatever. And so there was one movie called Argentina 1985. It's a movie about the judgments of the military that were involved with disappearance of people during the dictatorship in Argentina. So it was kind of like it went to through a civil judgment, and it is a great movie because you start to see that, like, and comparing like to Brazil, these people never get accountable for their mistakes. Like in the dictatorship, they got amnesty, so they didn't went to jail or anything like that, so they went to politics. So Bolsonaro is kind of like, it's them returning kind of like to the high power of the nation, in a sense. So I think we never had closure, you know, and we are just now starting to realize that these people are not going away. They're just hiding in the underground and waiting for their chance to submerge or something like that. So yeah, I don't know. There are people in the streets right now, like, asking for a military coup in Brazil. Like, dang. A lot of people.
Well, on that note, we're going to have another musical break dedicated to, speaking of a leader that we want to come back one day, our friend Lionel Shawat. He's requested two songs, so dedicated to him. So the first song is an 80s song called Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell, and then we've got Art de Rue by Funky Family, and which is kind of a 90s or even 2000s, I can't remember, French classic. Try to see what the link is between the two.
I've got the door real tight. scandale, danse de vandale, ça d'où vient la chaleur. DJ, breaker, b-boy, graffeur, beatbox.
Le thème c'est art de rue, des jazz qui pratiquent et ce qui aiment, ce putain d'art de rue. Ce qui danse sur la piste, sur la pierre ou à la zone, ce qui mixe, ce qui parle sur la zik et ce qui tague sur les fourgons. C'est un mode de vie, une chose qui nous rend sérieux. Un besoin unique, vécu jour et nuit, on désire toujours faire mieux. Vu que la vie n'est qu'un test et que toutes les situations sont complexes, on pense et l'esprit dit fais-le. Pense tant qu'on respire et qu'on est libre, y'a qu'à oser vieux, savourer l'existence comme on peut. L'essentiel est de faire ce qu'on aime et comme on veut. M'en veut, le rap c'est bon quand tu fais ça par amour, mais pas quand y'a beaucoup de trucs en jeu. On s'en rend compte qu'une fois coincé dans le cercle vicieux, c'est un salut aux anges et aux dangereux. C'est un salut aux jeunes de France, de la zone et de l'opéra, aux anciens qui ont pratiqué l'art de la danse comme 5DA. Sur les trains, les murs crades et là où ça craint, comme sur les palais et commissariats. Salut à ce qui parle sur de la musique, ce qui décrive joie, angoisse, haine et amour, sans méthode précise et sans être alléché par la pas du gain, mais juste parce qu'ils en éprouvent le besoin. On en a marre de rire, gloire à l'art de rue, dédié aux gens durs et à tous ceux de ta rue. Le thème c'est art de rue, dédié à ce qu'ils pratiquent et ce qu'ils aiment, ce putain d'art de rue.
Ambiance scandale, danse de vandale, ça d'où vient la chaleur. Style où tu connais pas, c'est qu'on est là, dégommer ça, stop les débats, étonnez-moi, les femmes, les gars, faites des dégâts, déconnez pas.
Troisième millénaire, rien qui change, b-boy.
Dédicacé à ceux qui rappaient sur beatbox. Maintenant les MC veulent tous parler de la même chose, mais ils ne font pas baigner leurs textes dans la même sauce. On explose, extorque, exporte, explore, sextoque, s'escorte, vexport et fuck. Si t'aimes pas le rap, c'est quoi qui te dérange? Tu veux peut-être nous abattre, c'est ça qui te démange. Des petites phrases et des phases face au drame de la rue. On s'emballe, tu te sens mal si tout crame, c'est de l'abus. Les ordures pensent qu'on est bon qu'à prendre, vendent des drogues dures. Qui s'approchent, ressentent la morsure. Le truc s'est forgé dans la pénombre. L'attente était longue, goûte l'élixir, vois une gorgée et tombe. T'as reconnu ce putain d'art de rue? Faut le suivre à la trace ou pas le perdre de vue. Dédié à ceux qui dorment pas, et la Z-O-N-E. D-J-U-L, S-2-O-N, S-O-U-N-E.
J'entends dire que nos zones sont synonymes d'échec. C'est vrai que chez nous, c'est plutôt ouvrier. Qu'architecte, que nous payons en liquide et rarement par chèque. Gardons la foi dans ces périodes où tout est sec. Même au plus bas dans la merde, on lâchera pas le steak. On l'a déjà dit, mec, c'est nous contre eux. Dans tout duel, moi, Nama, il en reste jamais deux. Dans nos ruelles, Seigneur, ne viens pas qui veut. Votre politique, on ignore. Dans nos quartiers, c'est sauf qui peut. Si ça va pas, on s'en remet à Dieu. Que sa puissance exauce nos voeux. Que la gloire soit dans nos rues et dans cette architecture. Ça encouragerait tous qui ont cru. Ma famille, font qui aime et le crew. Dans ce monde où tout est flou, on essayera de faire notre trou. Dans cette ambiance scandale. Danse des chacals, destin vandale, tous poussés par la dalle. Dans ce qu'on entreprend, faut être des morphales. Y'a toujours une faille,
gloire à l'art de rue. Ambiance scandale, danse de vandale, ça d'où vient la chaleur.
Gloire à l'art de rue.
DJ, breaker, b-boy, graffeur, beatbox. Ambiance scandale, danse de vandale, ça d'où vient la chaleur.
Gloire à l'art de rue.
DJ, breaker, b-boy, graffeur, beatbox.
Vous, ça m'a amené, j'aurais pu me passer d'aller à l'école, de fumer de la drogue, de boire de l'alcool. Mais comment me passer de rapper sur ma vie? Cette musique constitue encore un des rares trucs qui m'anime. J'ai pas confiance en l'argent, ça passe d'un compte d'une main, d'une poche à une autre. Et puis même s'entretuer une autre. Je fais pas confiance aux femmes, ça passe d'un homme à un autre. De l'arrière d'une case, d'un lit à un autre. Note que dans nos têtes c'est le vrai désordre. Pour preuve, je rappe des trucs qui ont rien à voir les uns avec les autres. Si c'est men's world, je me rends compte quand je suis au plus mal, bien die fucked up. Je suis pas doué pour le vol ni pour le deal, je rappe pour vivre. C'est toujours mieux d'avoir des flics qui me poursuivent. Je fais pas ça pour les femmes, ni avoir trop de fans, ni pour voir ces rimes classées profanes. Joue à l'art de rue, si tu vivais ce qu'on voit, je suis prêt à parier que t'exprimerais les mêmes faits que moi. On n'est pas si loin du chaos, nul n'est à l'abri d'être plus bas. Pense-y au cas où tu seras amené à fumer ce qu'on fume, boire ce qu'on boit, vivre ce qu'on voit ou livrer ce qu'on bat. Gloire, c'est la guerre, même si tu peux pas le croire. Y'a aussi de l'amour partout, même dans mon rap, même si tu veux pas le voir. Des diamants rues, l'art qui s'en dégage. Tout ce qui exprime la rage, tous nos apaches. Funky family, l'histoire continue. Jusqu'au bout dans l'art des rues.
And again, yeah, just I guess people heard what the link between the two songs is. So yeah, one uses a sample for the other. Apparently it's quite a heavily sampled song. Yeah, so here I'm back with Rafa. So yeah, that was the political section of the radio show done. So yeah, have you been doing anything cultural fun in the past few weeks?
So I was talking about like a lot of films. I'm thinking kind of like taking I'm hiding in films, watching movies and stuff, and then trying to get away from politics and the news and whatever. So there was like London Film Festival 2 weeks ago, I think. Now we have the Raindance Film Festival. I'm gonna go tonight for like to watch a movie documentary. I have been this morning as well, and yeah, a lot of movies.
What was your highlight of London Film Festival?
So London Film Festival, I remember like the last time we were live. I think we were talking about White Noise.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
you said it was shit, right?
Oh, it was awful.
Yeah.
But really bad.
It was unmakeable for a reason.
Remember, like it's an unmakeable book. Yeah. So like, and it is. It's kind of like I don't know. I think Noah Baumbach. This was the first film that I have seen in London Film Festival, and I was expecting so much because I don't know because you know.
It's kind of a weird one for Noah Baumbach to do. Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's very weird.
And it's not his usual style. Eh?
No, not at all.
Which isn't a problem, but like, yeah, it seems like the odds were stacked against it.
Yeah, and I think like I was thinking a lot about this movie lately because you know, like, I think when you see a bad movie like this one, definitely was, you have to think like, why is it bad? You know, like how could they screw up a movie from like, I don't know, $200 million or something? Like, it's a three and a half hour movie, and kind of like in a lot of effects and the plague and whatever. But then like I started to think about it, and I think there's no tone in the movie. You know, like there's no kind of like you don't know if it's a comedy, you don't know if it's a drama.
And
it's not very kind of like well stitched in between genres. That's what I mean. Like, it's not like so it wasn't funny and it wasn't dramatic, so it was kind of like just blah, you know. just kind of like you didn't felt anything, and it was too long and it was kind of like awful, really. But so that was the first one.
As individual sections within the film, were there good parts, or was it badly edited? Was it a case of they just didn't pull it together?
I think what was a lot about style as well, because they wanted to stylize the movie in a way that's kind of like it was a non-realistic movie. A lot of dances in between, the kind of like it kind of felt like a music video sometimes, and but I think it's just, you know, maybe it was the movie didn't have legs in a sense of like he couldn't stand for itself. There was kind of like in the midpoint of the movie you already realize that this is awful, this is never gonna get fixed, because and even like I think one of the biggest things of the movie was there was badly miscast. So not that the actors are bad, they're good actors, but they're supposed to be older, I think. You know, and Noah Baumbach worked with Greta Gerwig and the other guy. I don't remember
isn't Greta Gerwig his wife?
Yeah, but Greta Gerwig is in this movie as well, and the guy that did The Marriage Story. I don't remember his name, but he is very famous now. Yeah. Like, and so he went for the safe choice with actors, like actors he had worked with.
So his
before.
Usual actors, yeah.
Yeah, his usual actors. And I think this was a big mistake, because you don't buy their chemistry, not for a second. You know, and I think they are kind of like that. That's one of the major flaws.
So that was your low light.
Low light, yeah.
Highlight?
The highlight was a movie called Holy Spider. Really good, and I wasn't expecting much. I wasn't expecting anything, because I never read the synopsis before watching the movie, because I don't want to be influenced or whatever. But it is an Iranian movie, and about a serial killer. So it is a crime thriller in Iran. it's so good. It's based on a true story, and it's very dark and very gritty. And I thought it was amazing. I thought it was kind of like one of the best movies I have seen
this year. What's it called again?
Holy Spider.
Holy Spider.
I don't know, and that's like kind of like the I think the good part about it as well is that some of these movies, like the Noah Baumbach one or Argentina 1985, is already available on Amazon Prime, and this one is available on Netflix. But Holy Spider, I'm not sure you're gonna ever see it again. You know, I'm not sure where to find it. Maybe Mubi, but really kind of like it's hard to find.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm just looking it up on Wikipedia, and it says Mubi acquired the film for United Kingdom.
Right? Oh, okay, so Mubi, yeah. so go watch it because
they might do a limited cinema release in that case because they sometimes do that. Yeah.
So this one was amazing.
No, I saw the look in your eyes there. I'm going.
Yeah, it's good. It's really like, especially if you like this kind of like serial killer kind of like procedural, but it, the greatest thing is that,
what are you saying about me?
No and I know
we
you
know
but I think one of the good things is that it reveals a place, a scenario that it's not often you don't see often in cinemas, because they shot the movie in Iran. So you see Tehran, you see kind of like, and it's really good. It's kind of like surprisingly thrilling in a sense. So it's really, really
sounds cool. Yeah. Yeah.
And then like the all the talks as well, like I have seen Inahito, the Q&A with him. What else? I don't know. I have been in a lot of
sounds good.
A lot of Q&A's. London Film Festival is something that just makes me poor.
Well, you can get like did you get like the season pass or
no? Not this time. I want to.
But that's also quite fucking expensive, right?
Yeah, no, that's kind of like £300 or something.
Well, although like if you watch a lot,
so that's the thing. Like if you want the season pass,
you have to take time off work.
I think you need to take a vacation and go because
that'd be an amazing holiday.
If you're getting one-off views of films that you might not see again, this is incredible.
Yeah, it's true. Like I think like with the season pass. I have made the maths that you need to watch at least 2 movies per day to make it worth.
Oh wow! Yeah. Well, yeah. So I guess you take 2 weeks off. Basically.
Yeah. So if you stay there the whole day, like you do that and more.
I couldn't justify that to my family.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you'd have to be like, oh, I'm going on a work trip to Japan. You won't see me again.
Hold up in a hostel in central London.
Awesome. Yeah. And now there's Rendens. So now there's Rendens coming. So it's a good time for festivals. Yeah. People are I read somewhere the London Film Festival had like 87% of occupation in the screens. So it's kind of like very
I mean, because I was seeing stuff was getting sold out all the time.
Yeah, it was like, pre-pandemic levels of attendance. So
that's good. Yeah, I mean, people. Yeah, because I've been going to the ICA a lot because I got the sort of the unlimited pass to the ICA. So it is just so nice to go back to the cinemas and just pre-pandemic life. Yeah,
man. I don't know. For me, it's kind of like I never went to the church, so cinemas are a place where to stay quiet and to to reconnect. Yeah. So for me, it's kind of like it's a relief to go back to cinema.
That's the second time in the last week that I've heard someone refer to cinema as their religion.
Oh, of course, but it is. You know, it saved my life. I remember like there is a quote from Fellini that said like it's something like that. It's kind of like I need to protect cinema because cinema protected me. It protected me from fascism. It protected me from my friends, my family. It protected me from myself.
Yep.
So I think like, oh, that, yeah, that's kind of like, that's the religion I want to follow.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
So take my money, BFI.
Yeah.
And let the cinema be your temple.
Yeah, of course, man. You need to believe something. I believe in São Paulo Futebol Clube and I believe in cinema.
No, that's good. Well, speaking of cinema, there's one film that I saw at the ICA, which was really good, called Funny Pages.
Right.
And it's directed by Owen Klein, who's the son of Kevin Klein, weirdly, and he's also played in some Noah Baumbach films, but this film is really good. It's produced by the Safdie brothers, and it's this kind of dark comedy about this kid who's really good at drawing comics, and then he kind of moves out and lives in this really shitty apartment in Jersey, and it's and starts meeting all these outsider figures, and yeah, sort of coming of age tale, and it's really funny and quite dark and sort of offbeat, and yeah, so that was really good, funny pages.
You have talked before about Decision to Leave, right? Like you have
Decision to Leave, yeah. So I saw that the new. I can never. Yes, Park Chan-wook, director of Old Boy. That was a really good film. It wasn't quite at the old boy levels, and the twist was a bit more predictable. But it was also quite a beautifully shot and quite an interesting film. Yeah. And yeah, also saw Crimes of the Future, the new Cronenberg film.
Oh yeah,
which again was kind of weird. It's all about like in this weird future where there's like through biotechnology, like these you can like regrow your organs, and then there's the what's his name, Viggo Mortensen and Lea Seydoux play these contemporary artists who like do these shows where they cut out his organs and like. And regenerate them, and it's just all kind of weird and stuff. But that was a good film. It wasn't my favorite Cronenberg by a long shot, but it was definitely an interesting film.
What is your favorite Cronenberg?
That's a difficult one. I quite like that one where Ray finds what's it called? It's called Spider.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I think something like that.
Spider,
yeah,
that
yeah.
was really good. Crash, I thought was really good. Well, The Fly.
Yeah, The Fly, yeah. Dangerous Method.
Dangerous Method.
Yeah, that, Jung and Freud.
Yeah, I liked that one, but I thought it was a bit, kind of a bit overdone, a bit like a bit overwritten script-wise. But yeah, that was interesting. And I liked, what was the one where James Pattinson is in like it's a Don DeLillo adaptation.
Metropolis.
Yeah, that was quite cool.
Yeah.
And what else has he done?
Lots. And he's kind of like he's always pushing the language. I think like in the sense of like even script wise, you know, like something that you don't have like a linear narrative of Cronenberg anymore.
Yeah. Wasn't there a film he did where they had these remote controls into people?
Scanners.
Scanners.
Yeah.
Scanners?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
I think. Yeah. 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 And then. Yeah. The Fly, Spider, really good. Yeah. And then the History of Violence and Eastern Promises were pretty good, but like wasn't my favorite. But and I haven't seen Maps to the Stars.
Okay. I have seen Maps to the Stars. I don't know. I don't know what to think about it. That's the thing, like, Cronenberg for me, like, many of the times, I don't know.
It was the same thing with the Crimes of the Future. I was like, definitely this is quite an achievement, you know, cinematically, but then I was like, I wasn't sure whether I loved it or not. Mm-hmm. I was kind of like, it was kind of, But like, still, you can see that there's a genius behind it.
You still think about it afterwards. Then I think that's one, a sign of like, okay, so I don't know what happened, but something happened.
So, and any other, apart from tonight, any other rain dance things or do you sort of play it by ear?
I'm playing by ear. I think like tonight. I'm only going tonight because I went to a Q&A this morning about music documentaries, and this guy was talking about this movie, the director, and I found it so interesting, man, because it's a movie about a band that nobody heard about, and I think that's the kind of like the value of the movie is that the guy did it just himself because he loved the band, and the band is kind of like it was. Kind of in the beginning of grunge in LA, and so he was I think in his conversation or whatever he was saying that okay I went to make this movie or whatever, and I had no clue what I was making in the middle of it. I said like, okay, what am I doing to my life? You know, I have spent money doing this and nobody's gonna watch it ever, and it's in randoms right now, so it's cool. It's a good story, you know, and the trailer is amazing.
Sounds good. Well, speaking of music, we're gonna end. The time has flown by. We're gonna sign off with one track dedicated to a certain Jair.
Is this my track?
Yeah, could you pronounce the title?
Okay, this is Charlie Brown Jr. It's like non deixo marching with you. This one is good. Like there are two friends of mine. One is in Santos. That is kind of like where this band is about, Marcella, and Muriel is also like this movie, this music, and it's about keep on going.
Okay,
no, cool. don't let the system. It's yeah, kind of yes. Go for it.
It's okay. No worries. This is the Hillhead to Harlesden Radio Show here on K2K Radio. We're rushing in.